I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. In the previous episode, you became familiar with the Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio. This is a nonprofit organization that helps cancer patients of all ages to find resources, gain hands-on support, and participate in programs that help meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the patients, but also of their families. Again, previously, we focused mainly on the creator and the director, Gene Schoen. So today, we'll talk to a participant of this organization.
My name is Nate Jones. I was diagnosed with colorectal cancer in December of 2013. I got connected with Gene and her organization in 2014, and it's been a wonderful ride since then.
Nate is a positive person. You can hear it in his opening statement. I had cancer. I found help. It's been a wonderful ride since then. And I could tell this positivity was something he had fought for, so I felt a little apprehensive pushing him back in time a little bit to the time before he found help. And I think he was a little reluctant to return to that place too.
Before I was diagnosed, I was a happy-go-lucky kind of guy. I worked for a living. Life was pretty good. And then I noticed I started feeling uncomfortable. And I noticed that my belly was having a tendency to swell. I went to my PCP, and that's when I got the news. After several biopsies and several colonoscopies, they called me into the office and they said, well, you have cancer. And I think I started to cry.
Nate underwent colon surgery to have the cancer removed. But shortly after that procedure, other complications unfolded before Nate and his wife.
What happened was we were renting a nice little apartment. The landlord calls and says, well, I've lost all of my property. You guys got to be out of here within 30 days. I just came out of surgery. I had all these tubes hooked up to me. And it was all on my wife to take care of me and also pack up the house, get everything ready to move and stuff like that. I wouldn't want anybody to go through it. Let's say it like that.
Nate and his wife were overwhelmed. In his own words, he said he felt they had no answers, no help waiting for them. It was around that time that someone from the hospital reached out to them.
So one of my nurses, Kelly, said, have you tried Cancer Connection? And we had never heard of it before. Well, let's give it a try.
Nate called the Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio and was put on the phone with Gene Schoen. She made an assessment of Nate's condition and then set up a series of programs and resources for Nate and his wife to attend or contact.
We participated in the holistic medicine aspect of it. She also told us about real life situations, who to call if you needed help with this bill, who to call if you needed food, you know, help with everyday living things, okay? And if we hadn't had the spiritual and mental support of her organization, I think I would have given up.
But Nate didn't give up. He found stable housing, addressed the bills that had added up, and kept on going to Cancer Connection. Actually, he went so much that before he knew it, he was no longer a patient. He was actually working for the organization as a volunteer.
To be honest with you, I felt a calling because for some reason, I had worked for three other nonprofits. And I was wondering before I got sick, dang, why am I working for all these nonprofits? You know what I'm saying? And then I came here and once again, I felt that connection. And as I learned to live again, I decided to do as much as I could to help her organization grow.
Although Nate is no longer a patient at Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio, it doesn't mean his cancer is in remission or that he is free from visits to the hospital.
I have to see an oncologist for the rest of my life because the kind of cancer that I have, the doctors made it clear. He said, you got a 2-year window here. If you're still alive in 2 years and it hasn't come back, then we'll say you're cancer-free. That second year will be in 2016. So I'm looking forward to it. And I really feel good about it because a lot of your success, in my opinion, has got to do with your attitude. And when you come around positive people that exist, you really start to feel positive about, well, I can make it. This person's been through it too. They even had it rougher than me. They made it, they're still here. I can do this. And you think that Holy Father within you, that he's given you everything you need to pull it through, and he sent people like Jean Shawn and her organization into your life to help you do it.
Even if I tried, I don't think I could write a better ending than what Nate just said. So I guess we'll leave it here. I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening in to the Rough Draft Diaries.